Chapter 21, the New Jerusalem. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them, and be their God, and he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more. The first things are passed away. And he that sits on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said, Write, for these words are faithful and true. And he said to me, They have come to pass. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will freely give to him who is thirsty from the spring of the water of life. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But for the faithful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and fornicators and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their share shall be in the lake that burns with fire and sulphur, which is the second death. And there came one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls, who were laden with the seven last plagues. And he spoke with me, saying, Come here. I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a stone most precious, as it were a jasper stone, clear as crystal. She had a wall great and high, having 12 gates, and at the gates were 12 angels, and the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel written thereon. On the east gate were 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that spoke with me had a measure, a golden reed, to measure the city and the gates of it, and the wall of it. And the city is laid out as a square. Its length is as great as its breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 stadia, and the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall of it 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, which is also an angel's measurement. And the building of the wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like pure glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all manner of precious stones. And the first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, and the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each of the separate gates was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were, if it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. and the city has no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine upon it, but the glory of God did light it, and the lamp of it is the Lamb. And the nations shall walk by the light of it, and the kings of the earth bring their glory into it. The gates of it shall in no way be shut by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and the honour of the nations into it. There shall in no way enter into it anything unclean, or he that makes an abomination and a lie, but only they that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.